Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
I'm here in Pittsburgh today, broadcasting from WESA as our election road trip continues to follow the presidential primaries. Voters in Pennsylvania, along with four other states, are casting ballots today, and the candidates have been here asking for support. Here was Senator Bernie Sanders speaking yesterday here in Pittsburgh.
I believe that if there is a high voter turnout tomorrow, we're going to win here in Pennsylvania.
And in Wilkes-Barre yesterday, here was Donald Trump.
In a packed arena with thousands of people trying to get in, we had a great time. But more importantly, tomorrow, you're going to have a phenomenal time. And you're going to represent the great state of Pennsylvania, which I love and I know very well.
Joining us now, Noah Brode, who is a reporter for WESA here in Pittsburgh. He's in the studio with me. Noah, welcome to you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And across the state, Natasha Brown is also with us. She's an anchor and reporter for CBS3 in Philadelphia. Natasha, welcome to you.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
It's great to have you, and I'm going to start with the big question. Which is better, Philly or Pittsburgh? Go.
Pittsburgh.
Is that up for debate? I lived on both sides of the state, so I don't know.
Okay, well, then you could be an objective observer, but I will let you get away with that. So let's get to the polls here and how they're lining up for each of the parties. Republicans first, Donald Trump in the lead statewide by double digits over Ted Cruz and John Kasich. But there are pockets of Pennsylvania where that lead might not hold up. Natasha, first of all, what are you hearing about Trump's support across the state and what's going on the Republican side?
Well, it does seem that he has pretty much overwhelming support here, at least in some of the Republican strongholds, as much as a 22-point advantage at this point from some of the most recent polls. I think from what I have gathered and where he's been kind of targeting his rallies, I have not seen him right here in the city of Philadelphia. He's really been playing on a lot of the suburbs. He was at Westchester University the other day. He's really kind of targeting those suburban areas where I think he really thinks he has a stronghold.
Noah, here on this side of the state, this is John Kasich's home turf in a way. He's from Western Pennsylvania. He, of course, represents neighboring Ohio. What's going on this side of the state in the Republican contest?
Well, Kasich himself was here a few times. He came to a famous restaurant, a famous Pittsburgh restaurant in Market Square for a low-key event. He's kept his events pretty low-key here, but he also went back to his hometown of McKees Rocks, just down the Ohio River from Pittsburgh. So he's had a presence here. Trump and Cruz have also visited in recent weeks, as well as Bernie and Hillary on the Democratic side.
Does Cruz have a chance of doing better than expected here, Natasha?
That's going to be interesting because he kind of shifted gears and started targeting Indiana as opposed to most of the other candidates coming here to Philadelphia, really saturating the area, the suburbs of Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia, with Hillary and Bernie both really drumming up support with several rallies, huge rallies here. And also Trump, as I mentioned, at Westchester University, and Kasich making an appearance here as well at a diner. So we really, it's almost like he's either checked out or is conceding, you know, that this is not going to be a good turnout for him.
All right. Now, one of the things that we have talked about is that Pennsylvania's primary works a little differently than some of the other GOP contests, and that the winner of the statewide contest is only going to get a small handful of the delegates. Noah, explain.
That's right. So the Republican winner will get 17 delegates who are pledged
out of 73.
Out of 71 total. 71. Yes, and 54 of those 71 are voted on by congressional district. They are district delegates. They are not bound to the winner of the presidential race. They're elected by the voters, but on the ballot, they are not permitted to identify any sort of presidential affiliation. So voters, will vote for these delegates coming from each of the 18 congressional districts, but they
don't
know
who that means they're supporting.
That's right. They won't know when they're in the ballot box who that delegate will support come the convention.
And therefore, what? The candidates just have to call these people up and try to sweet talk them into supporting them.
Well, that's certainly one strategy, and some of the delegates I've been reading that have announced support or an intent to support the winner of Pennsylvania's primary. Others have announced the intent to support, you know, their own chosen candidates. So I think there is an opportunity here to sway some delegates.
And we know that two of the Republican candidates, John Kasich and Ted Cruz, have created this fragile alliance to go up against Donald Trump and try to coordinate their campaigns. Let's listen to what a voter here, Zach Zurcher of Oakdale, Pennsylvania, had to say at a John Kasich rally last night.
I think that's a joke, to be honest. I feel like the Republicans should be like uniting behind the front runner instead of trying to destroy him. Because like, I feel like if they do that, it's just going to make it easier for Hillary to get in office.
So maybe that strategy not going over so well. Natasha, let me go back to you with the Democrats. What's going on the Democratic side? Hillary Clinton is holding a pretty good lead over Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, she really does have a pretty strong lead here in the state. Again, I've been to a couple of her rallies here. I'll be at her event tonight at 8 o'clock here in Philadelphia at the Convention Center. She really is continuing to tout the things that mean most to the state of Pennsylvania, especially here in Philadelphia. She's talking about gun reform. She's continuing to talk about health care and protecting the Affordable Care Act. All those things are kind of hitting home with voters in this area, and she does seem to be, her message seems to be resonating because she does have at least at one point a double-digit lead over Bernie Sanders.
No, as we said, Bernie Sanders was here in Pittsburgh yesterday. How's his support on this side, or how's Hillary Clinton's support on this side of the state?
Well, you're right. Bernie was here at the University of Pittsburgh very recently, and you know, he's packed the arenas that he's been in. He also pretty well filled up the David Lawrence Convention Center here, which is a large venue, you know, an arena style rally. So he's had some solid showings of support here in the Pittsburgh area. But Hillary Clinton has as well. I was at a rally of hers yesterday in Westmoreland County, a close suburb of Pittsburgh, and you know, she filled up an auditorium there. So you know, we're seeing strong support for each of them. I will echo, however, that Clinton does lead Sanders in the polls.
Now, there is an interesting Senate race going on here. And in fact, there's a primary today that involves that Senate race. This would be for the seat being held right now by Pennsylvania's junior senator, Republican Pat Toomey. He's going to face a challenge from whichever Democrat emerges victorious from today's voting. Natasha, lay it out for us. What's going on in the Senate race?
Well, that's interesting that you would talk about Senator Pat Toomey, because I was just reading an article that says of all the senators, he may be the most vulnerable to an upset, depending on, you know, how the ticket plays out. So I think it's also interesting that he has announced he's, you know, voted for Ted Cruz. So
that was just,
you know,
today he said that he had voted for Ted Cruz in the primary, which was surprising to some people.
Yeah, that did seem a bit surprising to some, but he, again, is saying he's a solid conservative, and he certainly appears to be endorsing Ted Cruz. So and Ted Cruz is saying this is a good thing. If I'm on the ticket, then Senator Toomey will likely get reelected. If Donald Trump is on the ticket, then you need to think about the fact that he may not. So I think that's kind of Cruz is kind of, you know, thinking about what Pennsylvania voters might need to think about with Senator Pat Toomey as well.
Well, Noah, tell us about the main rivals that Toomey could face who are up for a primary election today.
Right. So Toomey defeated back in 2010 was Joe Sestak. He's a former Navy admiral, former congressman. But he's really running outside of the party establishment, if you will, because he ran against somebody back in 2010, Arlen Specter, who he was, not expected to run against. He was expected to drop out, and he refused to do so. He eventually lost to Pat Toomey back then. Joe Sestak's facing off against Katie McGinty. She's a former gubernatorial candidate here in Pennsylvania. She's picked up some big endorsements from President Obama, from Vice President Biden, and she's also spent lots on ads. So she's been catching up to Sestak in the polls, gaining ground. The third candidate is John Fetterman. He's the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, a former steel town here in the Pittsburgh area. And you know, he's been running more of a grassroots campaign. He said it would be a shame if money were to, you know, control the outcome of this race. And he has been kind of lagging behind in the polls.
All right. We'll have to see what happens with that race. But while I have you both here, just very briefly, Natasha, I'll start with you. Yous and yins. What's the deal?
That's hilarious. I know. I worked at WPXI, the NBC station in Pittsburgh, before coming to Philadelphia. So I just love the state, obviously. I've been on both sides of it. You know, that's a tough one. I've been here 14 years, though. So I got to say the use thing, you know.
That's what you say in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think we'd say use here. But the yens definitely is a Pittsburgh, distinctively Pittsburgh.
Do you say yens?
I do not say yens, but I grew up amongst yensers. So that's
right. All right. Well, I'll say yens while I'm here in Pittsburgh. So thank yens. I guess, is that how you'd say it? Noah Brode at WESA here and Natasha Brown from CBS3 in Philadelphia. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks.
Thank you.